This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
The following program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Well, hello and welcome to an all-new Rated R Safety Show. Of course, an all-new Rated R Safety Show. Today is February the 14th of 2020, day 45 of the year. Only 321 days left before we get to the end of it all of this whole thing of the year 2020, which would absolutely be extremely fast. Now. So let's talk about it real quick. We are broadcasting live on safetyfm.com, safetyfm.live, safety, let's see, what else? We are on YouTube TV or YouTube. I doubt we're on YouTube TV. That'd be interesting. We are actually on Twitch TV. We are also streaming on Facebook Live, on the group one and on the business one, just in case. And I'm sure there's a couple other places that I just don't remember off the top of my head at this exact moment in time. So that is what's going on. And yes, we are continuing with this broadcast of the streaming service, because we wanted, like I always told you, we are doing these things live when we're doing the recordings, but we are also now streaming via video. So that's what we have going on. As you can see, if you are watching through the video streaming platforms, we have changed some things up again in the studio. And we already knew that was going to happen. So there'll be some minor changes as we move forward. Just some things there. There already has been some questions that have come up, and we knew that this was going to happen, on what's going to happen on the other shows that you record there in good old Orlando, meaning here. Are they going to be video? And I haven't made up my mind yet. Because the interesting part is, if you're watching us on video currently, you'll come to the realization right away that what we would have to do is like a video stream. And I will tell you, to this point, we have been able to get a hold of people easier if we tell them that it's strictly audio. And you know, it is what it is. You can make up your mind on whatever you want to do. I'm not going to tell you that one way is going to work and one way isn't. I am just giving you information that I was able to come up with based on what we've experienced so far. So I don't know. Do you want to see video content? Do you want to see the whole aspect of us talking like I am doing right now? I mean, there's nothing exciting going on in that particular behalf. I mean, I know there's some different camera angles and things to that extent, but that's really all that it boils down to. You're looking at some different camera things that we do have available, but also at the same time, we are still streaming on the radio station, and of course, we will be a podcast at some point later today. Because that's the great thing that we've been able to do for a long period of time, and that has been the whole aspect of when we were doing this, is that we're able to do it into a podcast, normally pretty close to real time. Sometimes we actually get off the air, and the moment that we do get off the air, we do drop this into a podcast format. The other thing, real quick, because this has come up as well. They said that I have become a little bit more Chatty Cathy as of late, as we're doing this in this particular format. And I will tell you, like I told some of the viewers yesterday, because not so much the listeners, if you're viewing this, I want to make sure that you're getting some extra content as you're actually watching it, opposed to it just being the straight podcast or audio feed that you would normally get directly on the radio station. And I mean, I'm sure you can understand that. I mean, I would hope that that would make sense. Because I always tell people, yeah, there is always the availability of doing extra content. But if you're going to give people extra content, it has to be something that there is an addition to. So I'm not going to say that every time we do a live stream here, that there's going to be additional content. I mean, there are some times it's just not going to be possible. And I did not mention on any of the other shows so far that we are going to be taking the show back out on the road, if I can get it out of my mouth. We're going to be taking it back on the road. So not this weekend, or not this week coming up, but the following week, we're going to be at a conference in North Dakota. And we will be streaming some of the episodes there live in real time. We do refer to them as the Safety FM Roadshow. But we will be having those there. I am sure, just based on what I know, I doubt seriously that we will do any live Rated R safety shows. And I'm just saying that because I know that sometimes when we start talking about content of this show, a lot of people get a little bit hesitant about talking about this subject matter because it makes them feel uneasy. And I'm all about making people feel uneasy.
Duh.
So I don't know. I just look at it and I go, it is what it is. We can just make a determination on what we're doing as we're moving forward, because the only thing that we're able to do is take the show out on the road, the one that people are asking for, and that has been the Safety FM, I guess, flagship show is what I'll refer to it as. Of course, we've changed the name recently to that particular show. So that's what will be going on there, just so you know. I know I normally don't give so much information when I first start off these things, but I want to make sure that I'm giving you everything that you wanted to know in that particular regards. Anywho, so that's that information. So maybe we take a look at this thing and we do it a little bit different now. And let's get you started. I don't know. Do you want to get started with the news so early? Last time I got some crap for going to the news so early. I mean, we can do whatever we want, of course. We can do it this way. We can do it where we're just going live and in different colors here as we're doing it. Because that's the other aspect. That's the great thing of having the control of the station, man. We can do whatever we want. So that's just general information. Okay, so let's just get that straight. I want to get that out of the way. Also, as we're moving forward here, I have put out the feelers for people to come in and host the show. That has not changed. That is still my quote-unquote dream to get this done. I want people to come in and host this show, the Rated R Safety Show, because I know that it gives people the opportunity to do something a little bit different. As I say that, though, just keep in mind that there is a lot of sarcasm in this show, as you are fully aware, and that is done intentionally, because that's just what we do here. But also at the same time, I want you to give it some thought that if we're doing this and we bring you in to do the Rated R Safety Show, or we do it online, however we want to do it, we want to make sure that you're kind of, I don't know. I look at it as I want to make sure that we're doing it the same way that we would have had planned originally. So what are your thoughts? What are you thinking there? Does that make sense? Does it make a lot of sense on what I'm trying to accomplish here? If not, say so. Won't hurt my feelings.
Duh.
So also at the same time, though, as we're talking about this, what are you doing today for Valentine's Day? That is the other big deal going on here today, which is Valentine's Day. We want to make sure that everything's okay. Don't want to get you in any kind of trouble.
Duh.
If you don't celebrate it.
Duh.
Because that's the other aspect. Anywho, let me not drag on too long, and let's get you started for what the reason is that you really came here. And the reason is, what is the reason? Is somebody going to sing that song, The Reason Is You? Because, you know, that'd be just kind of weird at the time.
Here is the news on the Rosie Mars Safety Show.
So, taking it from the top, ladies and gentlemen. So, as we go through and have these conversations like we always do, let's take the very top news story. A study out of the University of New South Wales suggests that Antarctica lost a good bit of coastline 129,000 years ago, sending the sea levels up to 10 feet globally. The scientists behind the study think that a 2-degree Celsius average global increase in temperature was enough to cause the drastic change. What do you think? I mean, this is the kind of research that I look at and I go, okay, so if you're doing this and you're taking these deep dives to finding out the information, how does it work? How does it go about on doing these things? Because, okay, 129,000 years ago, what's your scientific proof on it? What is the thing that you're looking at to figure it out?
Duh.
I mean, I know there's a lot smarter people out there than me.
Duh.
What do you mean, duh? Anyways, so that's the whole thing. How do they figure these things out? How did you come to this conclusion? What came out of that sequence? I always look at it that way. Anyways, let's continue. Harvey Weinstein defense made closing statements in his rape and sexual assaults trial on Thursday. Lawyer Donna characterized the prosecution as spitting fairy tales that were not factual. I don't know. I mean, we talked about this a few days ago, so let's continue. I know that we are a lot in the court of public opinion in regards of this guy being guilty. I'm not saying he didn't do it. I'm not saying he did it either. I'm just saying that he was already preceded as being or thought of as guilty before he even started down the path. And that's fine. But how are you supposed to look at the whole thing? There was already some assumptions made. I know when you kind of look at it and go, well, there's a lot of people saying this exact same thing. Something has to be going on. So I don't know. I'm just bringing it up because it's there in the news.
Duh.
So let's continue. NASA has identified an asteroid whizzing through the solar system at 34,000 miles per hour that could come close to Earth this weekend. It's about 3,200 feet across, but liberal estimates put the closest it will get to Earth is about 3.6 million miles. Well, I hope that's correct, because, man, I would hate for that news story to be incorrect and for it to be slightly off, because that could put us into some very weird places relatively quick. I remember this movie that I seen when I was a kid that was called Armageddon, and then there was another one that was relatively close to the same thing that was called Deep Impact. Now, I know that as a safety professional, you're supposed to have this hazard matrix built out and taking a look at all these different things. Is this part of your matrix? How would you plan for this catastrophic event? Because that's definitely what it would be. Or is that just kind of too much for someone to plan out? Anyways, let's continue. In a survey of 2,000 people who have romantic partners, 71% said that they hide unhealthy eating habits from their significant other, and just over half buy unhealthy snacks and hide them at their home. Another 70% straight up lie about the junk food that they have eaten. That's just all wrong, man.
Duh.
I don't know. What do you do? I mean, I think, me personally, I share that information about me eating unhealthy when I do. And believe me, as of late, it's been a struggle not to. Been trying to do the right thing. Not an easy task to do. So do you hide it? Like, do you tell your significant other that you are not eating properly out there? Or do you kind of keep it to yourself? I mean, you have to do what you have to do, but I just don't feel like it's right. I would kind of feel the heebie-jeebies, man, if I was hiding that. Oh, yeah, I got some Oreo stashed there in the room. Sorry that I didn't tell you. I don't know. I look at it and go, that's kind of strange, but I guess everybody does their own thing. You have to some extent, but that's definitely not something I'm hiding. Publishing company McClathy. Yeah, McClathy has filed for bankruptcy. The family-owned chain of community newspapers will hand ownership over to the creditors to RightShip. Oh, yes. The restructured debt and cut printing costs by investing in digital efforts. It had been a family-controlled business, not owned, controlled business, for 163 years. Now, I want you to take a thought about that. A lot of people have these difficulties in doing these changes when it comes to tech, and I don't understand why. I look at it and I go, listen, this applies so much to different things that happen in our industry. If you are not changing, if you are not adapting, you're dying. And I say that with no shame.
Duh.
I have been at countless organizations where we have the conversation that you have to adapt, you have to adjust, you have to change the way that things are being done. Are you going to be left in the dirt? And I'm not picking on this publishing company, but they're a perfectly good example that they have been doing something for the last 163 years, and it's been working for them. And then now, they ran into some debt problems due to sales, it sounds like. Now they're not really going to be printing. They're going to be doing digital. And yeah, I'm not saying digital is easy. I know it's a pain in the ass. But you have to stay where the content is going, man. You have to do the changes as they are necessary. I look at it all the time and go, we are a radio station. And we're trying to keep our content out there. But we also do podcasts. And now we're doing video. Yeah, video. You have to stay with what's new. And I'm telling you, this virtual reality thing is going to be interesting as the more and more it grows. Also, these new computer systems have me all kind of intrigued on how some of these things are going to change going forward. But now I almost feel like I'm doing a rant on the Rated R Safety Show. But think about it. Think about these different things that you have the opportunity to stay ahead with the technology. Because if you don't, it could be at a cost. And some of these people that turn around and tell you when you go to organizations or places that you work at, and they say, well, that's the way we've always done it. That's the way they always did it too. 163 years later. And I will tell you, because I can tell this from experience, that I have people that I've worked for in the past that would have said, oh, 163 years? I would have already been retired by then. Oh, look right here. I'll wave at you because you know exactly who you are. By the way, I hope your husband's still enjoying the podcast that he's doing. Anyways, let's continue down the path. Elon Musk could very likely become the world's richest man. He doesn't currently draw a salary from Tesla, but has stock incentive program. If Tesla value stays at over $100 billion with a B on average for the next 6 months, he'll qualify for a massive incentive bonus and the opportunity to buy 1.7 million shares of stock. Depending on the final stock value determination, how many zeros will be holding into his net worth? So holy, holy, holy. He will possibly become the richest man on the planet. Wouldn't that be interesting? Especially for something that he has not taken a salary for. You know, I don't know. I talk about this and I bring this up now. You are aware that he was tied into PayPal. You are aware that he did some things there. And I still use PayPal. My significant other tells me that I'm old school for using PayPal, but I think that they power Venmo. I mean, I could be wrong there. But I look at it and I go, okay. The guy has been in tech for a while, and guess what he's been doing the whole time? He's been adapting. He's been adapting to new technology. He's been there either doing the change or leading the change. Because you have to do one or the other. If you don't change, it will pass you by. So think about it. Think about what's going to be the most rational thing for you to do inside of your organization when it comes to doing changes and that kind of fun stuff. I know. I'm not saying that it's easy. By no means am I saying that it's easy. It's a very difficult thing to do. And sometimes having to sell to the people in the C-suite is not the easiest thing to do either. You have to turn around and tell them, hey, this is what's going down. How are we going to get this to work? And you can't always get it to work from time to time. Anyways, I feel like I'm ranting a lot today. I really do. Anyways, Virginia police had to intervene in front of a Target store on Tuesday where a black man set up a table and wore KKK robes. Yeah, you heard me correctly. The man told authorities that he was conducting a social experiment. Officers gave him a formal warning and cited a law that prohibits wearing masks in public. The man was not identified. Well, that's a different twist. That's definitely something different that I haven't heard before. Now, I will tell you, I have mentioned from time to time that I do broadcast from the glorious state of Florida. And there are some areas that they have that same law that you cannot wear a mask if you're in public in certain sections. And nothing wrong there. But I always found that interesting because I remember a few years back, there were some people that got arrested. Not arrested, I think they got ticketed. For wearing a Batman mask. And no, I was not one of the people that was doing that. But this is kind of a similar thing. Now, I think that is a very interesting approach the gentleman took. Kind of a brave one at the same time, too. The Indian government is set to establish a rule that would require social media sites to reveal the true identity of its users if requested. Yeah, you heard me there. It's part of a crackdown on indecent content and fake news. While the exact terms are to be determined, the most recent version would require that companies to comply within the request within 72 hours, preserve records for 180 days, and have physical headquarters in those countries. So what do you think, man? I'll tell you, if that opens up across everywhere, we could be having some difficulties all across the board because I look at it and I go, there's a lot of stuff that you could hear out there in the media that, to quote the man that started the term, or at least that I heard from the term form first, does sound like fake news.
Duh.
So I don't know. Take a look at it for whatever it's worth and make a determination on how you think that's going to work best for you because I don't know. I look at it and go, that's going to be interesting. And I think... And I say this, I think that it's something that should be done. I think that we'll get a lot less fake news if people start doing it that way, opposed to if people just are still allowed to do whatever they want as they are now, because that becomes the other issue. So take a look at it, make a determination, and go from there. Because I don't know. I think it's crazy that people can get away with saying whatever they want, printing whatever they want, and then going from there. I get all of my news from a reputable news source.
Duh.
So I just want to make reference to that because it could become confusing relatively quick. Well, where do you get your news from? The International Energy Agency estimates that a drastic decrease in global oil demand this year. They've cut their forecast by a whopping 30%. That's mostly due to the decrease of production in China due to the coronavirus. It's the first drop in demand in over one decade. So, I was hoping that as we ended that news story, that the conversation was going to change into something else, where I was going to say, do to people using renewable energy. Not a political statement. Not a political statement, because that's going to be the next thing I'm going to get via messaging. I look at it and I go, it's so interesting that we still use what people consider fossil fuels now in 2020. I always think it's funny, too, when we do some of those recordings and I reference dates and what this stuff's going to sound like later on. So what do you think? Do you think that these changes need to occur in the industry? Do you look at it and go, it's odd that we're still using some of these things? Or am I just kind of just going off for going off purposes? Because, yeah, it does make sense that we're still using it. I don't know. I just look at it and say, hey, this is what it is. Anyways, I want to bring this up because we talked about it briefly yesterday, and I know that we don't talk tons about politics, but we do from time to time, and this is going to be such occasion. So, here's one for you. Billionaire presidential candidate Michael Bloomberg and billionaire President Trump are trading barbs. Just as Bloomberg's quest to buy the Dem nomination for the presidency is gaining traction, Trump hit him as a 5'4 mass of dead energy, who is afraid of debating his professional politicians. I guess that he's referencing to his opponents. He also called Bloomberg Mini Mike. Bloomberg struck back on Twitter, calling Trump a carnival barking clown who is, oh my God. I don't know. I just look at this stuff, and I don't even know if I want to continue, because that whole politics stuff, I hate talking about it. But I just think it's funny that they're being so childish. I mean, they have tons of money, don't get me wrong. Not saying that that's a good reason to be childish. But they're being childish via Twitter, via the media, just to get stuff out there. I mean, they both ran ads during the Super Bowl. I mean, they did what they did. This is such a weird time during the year. And I mean, we can sit here probably all day and talk about politics if we wanted to, but that's just not my deal. Let's continue. There was one jackpot winner from New Jersey for Tuesday's night Mega Million drawing. We talked about that yesterday. Tonight's drawing will be for $40 million jackpot or $28.1 million cash payout. So big money there if you are a player inside of that game. So you already know that one. Did you hear? And I don't know how much show business stuff you follow, but they're talking about doing a sequel for Aladdin. Now, I know that there was a sequel for Aladdin, I think that Disney put out via cartoon or animation or whatever the hell you want to call it. I don't think I watched that. If I remember correctly, it did not have Robin Williams in it. Of course, this movie came out before his passing. But I don't know. Would you be interested in a sequel? How did that movie do? Did it do decent? Because I don't know. I really don't. I think my daughter watched it, but I'm not 100% sure. I think it might have been one of those things where she was watching and I fell asleep. Yeah, I do that from time to time, especially in front of the TV. Get really bored. Okay. Let's continue. Yesterday, we were talking about some different things. If you stayed on the extended version of what we had going on. And I only say that from the standpoint because we did go extra long yesterday on the telecast or the video cast or whatever the hell we're calling it. Of the Rated R Safety Show, but we did talk about some of the different things that I do pull up news-wise that we normally don't reference. And we were having the discussion if it's something that you thought would be value added to what we do here. And if it's not, that's perfectly fine. But it's just one of those things that I wanted to give some thoughts about as we are having the discussion here today. Anyways, let's talk about the days of the year today that you can celebrate. Frederick Douglass Day, International Book Giving Day, Library Lovers Day, League of Women Voters Day, National Call-In Single Day, International, Winter Bike to Work Day, National Have a Heart Day, National Ferris Wheel Day, National No One Eats Alone Day, National Cream-Filled Chocolates Day, Race Relations Day, Pet Theft Awareness Day, Read to Your Child Day, National Organ Donor Day, The Inbox Day, and of course, last but not least, it's Valentine's Day. Now, I'll tell you, some of these days that you can celebrate are kind of weird. National No One Eats Alone Day was an interesting one. National Organ Donor Day. Out of all days that you're going to pick, this is the day that you're deciding that it's National Organ Donors Day? I don't know how rated R I can get, especially with a new video stream. But I know that if I was actually streaming alone on my own sequence, I would definitely have some things to say there. So I need to figure these things out. We are definitely not making this the PG safety show. But man, the tie-in there, boy, could I say some weird stuff. Don't want to get kicked off the online service already. But geez Louise. Anyways, you have been listening to the Rated R Safety Show. I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, bye. Love you, mean it, bye. Love you, mean it, bye.
Duh.
Did I tell you? Love you, mean it, bye.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.